Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's music by Jay Holiday on Namibia's Art and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's what, 8:10 right now after a very, very dramatic weekend. Fresh FM is here with the NSK and Shaquan. But I tell you what, something that we did promise you also is a conversation with the good doctor, Dr. Josephina Mesho, who's in studio right now as we speak. Good morning. Good morning, my good doctor. How are you doing?
Good morning, NSK.
Good, good, good. It's fantastic to have you here. I think it's a conversation that has been, long coming, especially with this fat reduction. Sorry, am I saying it right?
Fat dissolving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Dr. Mesho, maybe just, first of all, how are you?
No, I'm good, thanks. You're Shaquan.
Shaquan. So, we had a conversation when we were in the elevator, right?
Yeah.
And we're like, sort of like low-key debating about, is it actually winter or not?
She's like, no, really.
Is it? And then she checks on her phone. It's like, no, but it's only from June to September. And I'm like, it's cold now.
In this Namibia.
I had to confirm, and I'm like, is it winter time? I mean, I'm wearing a whole coat.
Because it's cold already. Yeah. But yeah, so this injection, so this fat dissolving injections that you've been, how do I say it? What are the medical terms? Girl, the injections you've been doing on your clients.
Yes, that's the right way to
they
say
They are
it.
Actually trending right now. A lot of ladies, I'm pretty sure they are blowing up your DMs.
Oh my goodness.
Girl, if I had the money, I would be calling you too.
No, you should save up. I'm waiting
for
you.
Right?
Yeah.
So tell us, what exactly are these injections though?
Okay, so we have different types of injections. I mean, it depends on what you purchase. But essentially, they all contain a certain kind of compound that is naturally occurring in your body already.
Okay.
So what it does is that when you inject that solution into an area that the person, for example, does no longer wish to have fat around it. When you inject your solution around there, it dissolves the fat in the area of the treatment. Yeah. If you have like a lot of my clients, for example, especially the ladies are complaining about the abdomen.
Yeah.
You know that, I guess they call it a fupa.
Yeah, it is a fupa. Yes.
Yeah. So it doesn't really go away, and these injections are designed specifically for those areas of stagnant fat, like stubborn fat.
Stubborn fat. Yeah. So, but like, tell us how these injections actually work. Like, because every time that I see like you on your Instagram, it's like you have four or five of them or something in your hand, right?
Okay.
Are those like for one session? But then also, like, how often do I need to take these injections to see results?
So, the injections, you need to do at least four sessions. I mean, 2 to 4 sessions recommended. Yeah. 2 to 4 sessions for you to see the results.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I have so many is because it depends on the area of fat that the person has.
So,
1 mil is not going to cover everything. So,
yeah.
You need more than
70. I'm joking.
Yes, so 1 mil doesn't cover everything, so you need quite a few mils to cover the whole area, because remember, it acts on the area where you inject directly, so you need to cover at least the whole area for the fat to be reduced. You know, some of my clients come and they're like, yeah, doctor, I only have money for 2 injections, and I'm like, but that's not going to give you results. Why don't you just save the money and then wait until you have enough money, and then you can buy enough mils to cover the whole area.
So, you know, just pertaining to this mils that you're saying right now, how many sessions do I need, and how often do I need to come back to you? Or is it like a once-off?
No, it's not a once-off. And I see some clients think like you just get one injection. I guess on the arm, I don't know where. That's not how it works, guys. Mm. So we decide how many mils you need, right?
Yes.
Then we do the first session. That's now day one. And then you need to do a follow-up after 2 weeks for the next session. There after 2 weeks again for the third session. So basically intervals of 2 weeks.
2 weeks,
to complete
yeah.
four sessions.
Okay.
What I'm interested in knowing is where does the Health Council of Namibia fit in all of this? Is it approved or where does it lie here?
You know, it is all these procedures are, I don't know about other people, but for healthcare professionals, obviously it is safe to perform the procedure, because as a doctor, you have the medical background.
Yes.
You know, so with the HPCNA, I don't think it should be a problem, because once you're a GP, obviously then you can do these procedures at your office. So
do they approve? So they don't really necessarily approve per product, they approve As well as
they don't necessarily approve per product. They approve per profession, I guess.
Yeah, like if you're a doctor. That's what I'm asking. Yeah,
yeah. Like if you're a doctor and you have these things at your office, it's okay. And also, where I purchase my stuff from, obviously it's regulated. It's not like it's just. You can't just buy it off of the market. You need to be a registered healthcare professional.
The product that you use, what is it called, if I may?
So I use L-carnitine. Now that is for the general body weight loss.
Okay.
And then the dissolving injections, I have a cocktail actually. It's quite a secret cocktail. I have a combination of a few products, but I mean all of the products that already occur in the body are in that cocktail.
What do you mean that are already in the body?
In the body.
You know, these compounds that we use, these injections, it's not like chemical, so to speak. It's stuff that already exists in your body. I mean, it's not like...
So the injections just heighten it?
Basically, we give you a high dose of what already exists in your body.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's not like you're getting now... it's not like a different, completely foreign thing to your body, so to speak.
So what I want to know is, so I never took the science field.
It's all right. You don't have to.
I'm a creative, hey? So maybe to explain it to someone like me who really doesn't understand that space at all.
Yeah.
So when you say that it's compounds or is that the right word that I'm using already in your body, what exactly is it that you're referring to?
Okay, so I'm referring to... for example, phosphatidylcholine and deoxycholic acid. Those are the compounds basically specifically in the solution that help with the dissolution of the fat. So these compounds basically what they do is they move fatty acids from your body to your muscles for not excretion, but I mean it helps to reduce the fat area in that sense.
Mm. And then evenly distributed to other muscles or what?
No, it won't be distributed. It will be dissolved, actually.
Dissolved.
Yes. Mm. It will be dissolved in that area of wherever you're going to inject.
Yeah.
That's now the fat dissolving injections. And then the fat... The weight loss, general body weight loss, drips. Those are the drips, the IVs. You guys also know about the IVs.
Yeah.
The IVs are the ones that actually move these fatty acids into your muscles. But I mean, obviously, you're going to lose general body weight loss, and then your body mass index, is going to be reduced as well. And also, your general fat in the body will be reduced.
Mm.
That's now for the IVs.
The product that you use, remind me again of the name again?
The product that I use for the fat dissolving, that is phosphatidylcholine.
Phosphatidylcholine.
Yes.
That's it.
And then deoxycholic acid.
Yeah. Deoxycholic
acid.
Deoxycholic acid.
Well done.
That's right. Okay. So, and these products are also approved now where you are bringing in them in from, right?
Sorry?
And I'm saying these products are approved from where you bring them in.
Yes, definitely. They are approved. Like I said, you need to be a registered medical healthcare professional, like a doctor, for you to be able to purchase this product. I mean, I purchase all my products from South Africa. So I mean, that's
okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm actually curious about something as well, partner. Your latest qualification.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. You also went to South Africa, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
Why did you want to venture into this space specifically?
Well, I mean, you know, generally as a GP, you can do these procedures without necessarily having a specific qualification.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like to be very meticulous, and that's why I wanted to specialize in this aesthetic medicine, so that I know that I have the background to do what I'm supposed to do. So it's just, it resonates with me. You know, beauty and medicine, it's like combining my passion and my career.
Yeah.
I mean, it does get scientific, yeah.
Yeah. Are they safe?
Mm-hmm.
Are they safe? These injections?
No, of course. No, these injections are safe.
I'm asking this question because, like, it's for me, I look at it as a quick fix.
Yeah.
Right? So I was just even thinking to myself the other day, like, how long would one need to be on them? How does my nutrition and my diet and all of these things need to change if I actually decide to come in for those injections?
Yeah.
Dr. Abesho, I promise you, we want to know if they're safe.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. We'll get to that question. I think that's a question on everyone's lips, especially
The WhatsApp line is blowing up.
WhatsApp line is blowing up. We'll be back in a bit. Stick around. Yeah. Don't go anywhere.
When you understand the assignment, you can try.
It's Asha on Namibia's Heart and Soul. talking about that kissing strangers. 8:25. Thank you so much for choosing us. So we have Dr. Josephine Amesho in studio. Yeah. It's conversations that we started on Friday, actually last week, Thursday already.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
With the spread of World Health Day being the 7th, which was yesterday, but we started with those conversations last week already, and we're continuing with it today. And today it's all about those fat dissolving injections, and which we started with was it about 10 minutes ago or so?
Yeah,
but if you just joined us, thank you so much for choosing us either way.
Yes, absolutely, man. So the conversation still continues, partner. And I do see that on our WhatsApp line, there's so many questions. People are asking for your IG handles. Okay, I shared all of them, but still, there's still a lot of that we actually need to cover, right? So before the break, I actually did ask the question, are they actually safe? In the sense of, you know how sometimes you drastically just lose weight? And then boom, boom, it just comes back. And then there's like no way to kind of fix it or whatever it is. So are these injections actually safe?
No, the injections are safe, definitely.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's not like you're introducing a foreign compound into your body. It's already a naturally existing compound in your body. In your body. They are safe. Of course, you need to remember that it's not just a quick fix. Of course, it's a quick fix in the sense that you do see results immediately.
Yeah.
But also, it comes with changing your diet also. I mean, this is not for general body weight loss, not necessarily just for the fat injections. Because remember, if you lose weight and you're still keeping the same diet, then you can't expect to see a difference. So you do have to change your diet. You need to change what kind of food you eat, your lifestyle, basically. And then also, the results are supposed to last you at least 2 to 3 years. You know, if you keep your diet and all of that. And I think when you said I want to elaborate on something. When you said that people lose weight drastically and then they gain it back.
Yeah.
That's just because, like I said, it's a person's lifestyle.
Yes,
because
if you now understand,
because if you lose the fat or you lose the weight or whatever, and you keep a good exercise program, you work out at least 3 times a week for 30 minutes, and you eat well, you drink your water, you shouldn't have any problems.
Okay.
I mean, I'm thinking about just in terms of costs here. I mean, do you work with medical aid? Is this covered by medical aid, or and if it's not covered by medical aid, how does this work? You know, per session, per injection, how does this work?
Yeah,
well, it's not covered by medical aid. So what you need to do is you need to pay, obviously, the consultation.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on how much that doctor charges for consultation.
How much do you charge?
I charge $600 for consultation.
Okay.
And then obviously it's going to be a thorough consultation because we need to find out like your background, medical background.
Yeah.
I mean, are you a candidate for these things? You know, all of that needs to be discussed, obviously, before we start. And then after you've paid for your consultation, now you think about now which procedure you want to do.
Yeah.
Whether it's the fat dissolving injections or the IV drips. But obviously today we are talking about the fat dissolving injections. So you pay now, if you say, let's say you need 12. So that's going to be 350 times 12.
Oh, okay.
It's not that bad, to be honest.
I thought it was going to be more expensive.
I swear, you know, one time I was traveling and I was at the airport and the lady was like, doc, I really want to do those fat dissolving injections, but like, how much do I need? 10,000? I'm like, no, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I promise you, that's where a lot of people's mind probably even went.
Honestly, everybody thinks maybe they're like in the thousands. It's not that expensive, to be honest. It's affordable. Really.
In terms of now the side effects, that's one question that always popped, that is popping up on our WhatsApp status as well. What are the side effects here, you know what I mean, and what's perhaps also the worst case that you had to deal with, if still at all?
All right, side effects of these fat dissolving injections really are localized and they are very limited because remember, you're not introducing these injections to the whole body. It's just
specific
to the
area. Yes.
So obviously you will have in the area that is treated, there will be some burning, there will be a burning sensation and then you some swelling, of course, until you are done with the treatment. I mean, depending on how many sessions you're gonna go for. So basically that's mostly what it is. Just swelling in the area that is treated, obviously with the pain. And then if you're obviously light-skinned, you might experience some bruising for a few days, but that should disappear.
Basically, do I need to take leave?
No, not at all. Because no, not at all. Because like once you do the procedure, you can still, there's no downtime. You can still go to work the same day.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it's not like, it's not agonizingly like painful.
Painful.
You know,
yeah.
It's something that you can still handle. You can still go about your day. I mean, you will probably even forget about the pain.
There's no self-service when it comes to this thing, right? I can't just like walk in and buy it from
and
you
buy
and
it
go
myself.
Do it myself.
No.
It has to be administered by a trained professional like yourself.
Yes, because I mean, it needs to be administered by a trained professional. Mm.
Yeah.
There's no way you can. I mean, maybe you can do it at your house. I don't know, but like for somebody to perform a procedure like that, they need to be a healthcare professional.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You know, there's something that Dr. Amesha also mentioned that caught my attention is when you say that once you come in for the consultation, that yeah. obviously is must now the grace period and for me or for you actually as a doctor to determine whether I'm actually
a candidate for it.
Mm-hmm. What would some of the factors be that would make me not a candidate for this injections? Is it maybe like health issues?
Yeah, health related. Basically, especially for people who've had like if you've done it before mm-hmm. and then you've had an allergic reaction, obviously we're not going to give it to you again. So I mean people who are allergic are not going to get it. Or if we do notice that you did get an allergic reaction, then obviously you will not use it again. You want to avoid that.
Absolutely.
The other thing is just, I mean, also it depends on your general mental well-being. You know, if you're a client that is very pessimistic and that you're just like, oh, it's going to work, it's not going to work. I mean, like, that's not going to help you because you need to be positive about the results that you want to see.
Mm.
Do you understand? That's what I mean. Like, I like to gauge my clients, like, is this client... Are they most likely to see results? You will see, but like, where's your mindset at?
Mm.
Do you believe the stuff is going to work?
Yeah.
Or are you the kind of person that's going to be, you know, complaining after 2 days or like, you know, doctor,
I still haven't seen anything,
you know? Mm. So it's very important to also just to understand that it takes time.
Yeah.
It takes time for you to see the results. And you should also just generally have a positive mindset towards the procedures that you want to do.
Yeah.
So I like my clients who are maybe this is a topic for another discussion,
mm-hmm.
but there's certain clients who have different situations. For example, someone who's already depressed, if you do these injections to them and they don't see the results as soon as they want to, that's going to make their depression worse.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And hence why you have these conversations with them even before you indulge in this procedure.
Yeah, because I want to prepare them mentally also to know and to understand what to expect. Mm.
Which is why you went for that course. So
that's why you are the doctor.
That is why.
Come
I'm the doctor.
On.
Are you guys a team in Windhoek in Namibia? Are you the only one that has this qualification or that is administrating these fat dissolving? Do you have a second opinion, perhaps, that you can even call another doctor and say, oh, listen, this patient that I have right now is perhaps becoming something else. What is your opinion?
No, we have, I'm not the only doctor doing this. Mm. We have quite a few doctors who are qualified that are also in Windhoek and also more of my senior. So obviously, you know, you need to have somebody to show you or to help you, to hold your hand.
Yeah.
English, yeah. So anyway, so I do, there's quite a few senior doctors who've been in this industry for many years.
Mm.
You know, some of us, especially in our Black community, we've only found out about these things, like, let's say some 5 years ago.
Mm.
But these things have been here. You know, when I was doing my training, when I went to do the studies,
yeah.
I just found out like some of the doctors have been in the industry like for 25 years. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
In Southern Africa, even for that matter.
In Southern Africa.
I think it was in Pretoria, right?
Yeah, Pretoria.
Right.
Yeah. But these people are also, the course that I did it with the American Academy of Aesthetic Medicine.
Mm.
But obviously it was held in Pretoria.
Yeah.
And you see when you get there, these are people who've been in the industry for many, many years.
Mm.
And obviously a lot of them are GPs, but they don't do GP work anymore. They just do...
Specializing.
So the question on my mind is Ozempic.
Yeah.
Is this somewhat the same?
No, Ozempic is totally something different. That is a totally different medication.
Mm.
You know, Ozempic is actually used for, well, ideally it's supposed to be used for people who are diabetic.
Yeah.
It's type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
You know, to help with regulation of the appetite and diet control, basically.
Mm.
But people do use it because obviously it regulates your appetite, so it means you're not going to be reducing
eating
your caloric intake, basically, because now your appetite is reduced. among other mechanisms of action.
Yeah.
So then that will lead to a weight loss, general weight loss, general weight loss. That's not for now targeted areas. That's just for specific. That's for general body weight loss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was curious about it because, you know, as the Namibian market, man, listen, we are influenced by the South Africans so much, hey, in so many ways. And I asked this question because it hit the influencer culture in South Africa.
Yeah.
So there's a lady called Naledi Malela. I don't know if you know her, but she's a content creator.
Oh.
And she, for the longest of time, has been struggling with losing weight.
Yeah.
But I also think, like, it's just her genes. Because even her sister, like, they just have the same body, you know? Yeah. But anyway, so she basically just shared that, you know what, I decided to just go for Ozempic.
Yeah.
And she did mention what you're saying right now, because it suppresses most now your diet, right? Yes. I mean, your appetite,
Your caloric intake is then reduced.
Yes.
Okay.
She went days, almost a week, without eating anything.
So now maybe the question is that even healthy?
Is that even healthy? Yeah.
Also.
I mean, it's a different conversation. Yes, I'm just saying, though, because a lot of people were actually asking, is it actually the same as Ozempic? But yeah, thank you for answering
that. No, it's not the same. Yeah, that is a totally different. And it needs to be regulated. It needs to be well controlled by your doctor. You need to get the correct dose, all of that.
One last question here, but before we let you go, from a listener here. If I decide to become fat again, I don't know what that means, but if I decide to become fat again.
Yeah,
because maybe you want to gain some thick things. Or
you know what I mean? will it prevent me from gaining weight again?
No, because now you're violating the rules of the thing. You're going to eat and then you're going to gain weight. I mean, if you don't watch your diet, basically, if you want to gain weight, you can gain weight. I mean, if you're somebody that gains weight easily, of course, there's people who don't gain weight easily. But if you do wish to gain weight, you can gain the weight back.
Is there interest from gentlemen, from the gents? You know what I mean?
Actually,
or do we just sit back and be like, let the ladies do it?
No, do you know what? I actually have quite a few gentlemen at my office who come for the procedures. So I was impressed to see them. And you know, I think men think it's not for them, but all these procedures can be done in men as well.
Okay.
Obviously, not in pregnant women and young children, but anybody can basically do the procedure.
I think the general perception is it's just for the ladies.
Even the men can do it.
So I see that on your live, there is people who just joined in now asking the same question, you know, what we obviously discussed. So maybe just to anyone who's listening, in case you kind of missed that part, consultation is $600 Namibian. That will be at Trust Care Medical or Practice, that is right?
Yes.
$600 Namibian and $350 per shot.
Yes, so depending on how many shots you need.
You need times that.
Yes.
She said I need 12, so I need $4,200 Namibian. Partner.
Why are you partnering me?
Like a GoFundMe. Just start the page and then I can push it and I can get my money.
No, he should partner you.
Right?
Well, Dr. Amesha, thank you so much for your time. I think it's a very, how do I put it? It's a conversation that, everyone has been having, and we all curious about it to understand how this works.
Yeah.
This so-called miracle product that's on the market.
Yeah.
I think you've answered a couple of our questions, and obviously if we have more, we will just forward it to you.
Yeah.
And then we will get your response to thereof.
Yeah, I feel like we can always have another chat session about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I feel like people have more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe they can send in questions, and then we can.
Or maybe you 100%. Just got comfortable in our space.
Also, I like it here. I like it here. I'll definitely be back.
That's our good doctor, Dr. Josephine Amesho, on Namibia's Heart and Soul in the spirit of World Health Day, talking about fat dissolving injections. If you missed it, this conversation will be up on our website pretty soon. Stick around.
The home of the hits on 87. Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.